Welcome to the deep dive. Today is a bit different. I'm diving deep into my own poker strategy, you know, the stuff I laid out in my YouTube video, a strategic flex poker rewards aggression, and that blog post, poker rewards selective aggression. I'm Idrif, and yeah, this is going to be interesting, kind of looking in the mirror, strategically speaking.
It's definitely a unique perspective for us, and you know, what really jumps out from both your video and the blog is this core idea, selective aggression in No Limit Hold'em. It's like clearly not just about betting wildly, right? It's calculated.
Exactly. Wow. That's the key. And I tried to sort of ground that in the video with that analogy, you know, feeling lucky in a casino versus feeling, I don't know, athletic, just hanging out in a sports bar.
Right.
The point being, well, those feelings.
Yeah.
They're just feelings. They aren't a strategy, not a solid plan for playing poker anyway.
Yeah, that analogy really hits home. It separates pure chance from, like, having an actual game plan. It tells us right away that No Limit Hold'em needs more than just, you know, hoping for good cards. It needs structure.
Right. And in the video, I think I described NLH as, what was it, a game of ins and outs need and speed aggravation and acceleration. It's meant to capture that intensity, that complexity. It's not just about luck.
That's quite a description. Ins and outs need and speed aggravation and acceleration. Can you maybe unpack that a bit? How do those specific elements tie into your idea of selective aggression?
Sure, sure. So ins and outs, that's about the flow, right? Information, opportunities changing constantly in a hand, that's the urgency you need to make the right move at the right time. Speed is recognizing those spots quickly.
Okay.
And then aggravation and acceleration. That's the proactive part. Putting on the pressure, but selectively. Using aggression to push an edge or, you know, exploit a weakness someone shows, it all feeds into being aggressive but smartly, not just betting.
So it's this proactive approach that's central. Can you maybe think of a hand, a specific example where, you know, timing your aggression right, maybe based on position, even if you didn't have perfect info, led to a win you wouldn't have gotten by just calling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember one hand, I was on the button. It was a pretty loose table. Player in middle position, kind of weak passive type. You know, the sort of, he raised pre-flop.
Mm-hmm.
Folds to me, I've got something decent, mm-hmm. but not amazing. Let's say suited connector, something like that. Now, if I was in early position, maybe just a call. See, cheap flop.
Right.
But on the button, with position. And knowing this guy folds under pressure, I three bet him. Put the pressure on.
Okay.
He tanked for a bit and folded. Just like that. Picked up the pot right there. Didn't even see a flop. That's selective aggression, you know, position, player read, applying pressure.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't win that pot passively.
That's a perfect example. Using aggression without needing a monster hand. Now, building on that opponent reading, you also talk about adaptability in the video, being fluid, like water. Mm. How does that fluidity work with the aggressive strategy?
Right, it's crucial. Yeah. Absolutely crucial. Because if you're just aggressive all the time, the same way, good players, they'll pick up on that. They'll adjust. They'll trap you.
Right. You become predictable.
Exactly. So being fluid means you got to mix it up. Sometimes maybe you've been raising a lot from late position. So this time you just flat call with a monster hand, set a trap. Or if everyone thinks you're super tight, maybe you open up with a slightly wider range once in a while.
Keep them guessing.
Yeah. Disrupt their reads, create some uncertainty. That's fluidity.
So it's about being unpredictably aggressive in a way. How does someone actually, you know, get better at that? How do you cultivate that fluidity?
It starts with being really honest with yourself, I think. Hmm. What are your default plays?
Mm-hmm.
Your tendencies? What spots make you uncomfortable?
Self-awareness.
Totally. Once you see your own patterns, you can consciously try to break them. Experiment a bit. Try a different line in a familiar spot. Step outside that comfort zone. It's constant observation, adjustment.
You use some pretty strong words in the video and the blog, too, comparing NLH to a concussion, talking about needing T for testosterone and A for aggression. When you look back at using that kind of vivid language, what was the goal there?
Well, I really wanted to hammer home that poker isn't just like a passive card game you play on a Sunday afternoon. It's mentally taxing, mm-hmm. intense.
Mm.
And sometimes you have to be forceful. You need to assert yourself to grab those opportunities. The concussion thing was about that intense mental focus needed. The TNA, okay, maybe tongue in cheek.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay, maybe more than a little. But the point was serious.
Yeah.
You can't be timid. You need some courage. You need to be willing to apply pressure. It's about communicating that active, proactive mindset is necessary.
Gotcha. And while that aggressive mindset is clearly key for you, you also say something in the video that might sound like a paradox at first glance. Poker is 100% skill and 100% luck. How do you square those two?
Right. Yeah, you see how that sounds contradictory. But the way I think about it is, luck, that's the cards you get dealt. Pure chance. Zero control there.
No.
But skill, that's everything you do after the cards are dealt. How you play them. Good hand, bad hand, doesn't matter initially. A skillful player, using selective aggression, understanding position, reading the table. They can often win, even with bad cards, or maximize value with good ones. Skill is about making the best possible decision in every single spot, over and over. That's how you overcome bad luck in the long run.
So skill is essentially making consistently better choices than your opponents, which, over enough hands, swings the results your way, even if luck decides any one particular hand.
Exactly. Precisely. And, you know, even those moments of just sheer luck hitting that miracle card on the river, where even those can be valuable. Have you ever found that, you know, a lucky win, even one where maybe you didn't play perfectly, sometimes sparks a new idea or reinforces something you were trying?
That's a really interesting way to frame it, luck as a learning tool. Yeah, I can see how an unexpected result makes you rethink things. But you're also very clear about the risks of being aggressive. You say, aggression has a cost. You must risk losing to win and use discipline to avoid being outplayed. Can you talk more about that balance, the reward versus the need for discipline?
Oh, absolutely. Aggression without discipline, that's just burning money. It's reckless.
Yeah.
You have to constantly be evaluating, watching how opponents react. Are they pushing back hard? Maybe you need to pump the brakes. Discipline means understanding odds, pot odds, implied odds. It means knowing your own tolerance for risk. It's about picking your spots carefully.
Right.
And crucially, knowing when to fold, even if you were the one driving the action earlier. Discipline is knowing when to cut your losses.
So just to sort of pull it all together for you, the listener, the core idea here is that in No Limit Hold'em, luck gives you the cards, sure, but it's selective aggression backed by understanding position, reading opponents, being adaptable, and crucially, having discipline that really drives success. And as you stress, betting is generally stronger than calling.
That's it in a nutshell. And yeah, even those lucky breaks, analyze them, learn from them. But it always comes back to that calculated, disciplined approach. You got to be fluid, you know, like water. Adapt. Control the flow. Keep them guessing.
Thinking about all this, the aggression, the fluidity, the discipline, and reflecting on how you've articulated it in your own work, what specific parts of your own poker strategy, having gone through this deep dive yourself, might you now re-examine? Or maybe think about developing further? It's always a learning process, right? Even for you.
That is a really great question. And honestly, doing this, talking it through like this, it's been super valuable for exactly that kind of reflection. I think really pushing that fluidity piece even more, making a conscious effort to break my own patterns, even when I think I'm already doing it, maybe exploring different lines and spots where I feel I have a default. Yeah, definitely something to focus on. I think this has been really clarifying.